Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Before we get started cooking our carrot cake with rum sauce, we're going to interview the cast of the film Forest. Yes. We're going to speak with Taylor Kinney.
Okay, so tell us about this movie and who you play in it.
The film is called The Forest. It's a psychological thriller. The forest is a place at the base of Mount Fuji. It's based on a real place, the Aokigahara Forest in Japan, where people, not everyone, but the numbers are pretty staggering, the amount of people that commit suicide in this forest a year. My character is a traveling journalist. He meets Natalie Dormer's character, Sarah, in Japan. She has a twin sister that has gone missing. With all intentions that she's in this forest, she goes out to find her, and I'm looking for a story, so I befriend her. Another friend of mine is a nature guide, so we follow him in. The three of us go into the forest looking for her sister. The rest is our film.
Cool. So this is a real forest, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Did you go beforehand to research, or did you?
I looked up as much as I could. I wish I would have. I was working beforehand and met in Serbia. We shot in Serbia for Japan. Natalie Dormer, I think she spent maybe 2-3 weeks in Tokyo, and they shot there for a while. But I didn't. But there on YouTube, there's actually a great it's a Vice documentary. Okay. These journalists go and you get to see you get a good sense of this place and what it is and why it is pretty creepy. Even in that little documentary, the film, they're walking around and you see a noose, you see someone camping, or you see something off the beaten path, and it's eerily quiet. There's no wildlife, and you kind of get a feel for why and how things happen like this there, and easy to get lost too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what were the toughest scenes for you to shoot, like physically?
Physically? It wasn't, I guess I can't say that anything was too taxing. There was a lot of like running through, and then there was a couple where Natalie's character gets into the terrain is really difficult there in the forest. Sinkholes, caves, roots and all of that. So the running and stuff is one thing, but yeah, she got into a couple spots and I have to get her out. My intentions maybe good, maybe bad, but I'm doing my best. Those were a bit trying, but It wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time making the thing, making the project,
mm-hmm.
and anything I had to do in terms of stunts, I did them on my own. So, and I'm like, you know, I like that stuff anyway.
Right. So, what was it like to work with Natalie?
Great. I think that's always a variable where you're going to work with somebody. I knew of her, had never worked with her, and you don't know if chemistry is going to be there or not, just in terms of a scene partner.
Mm-hmm.
And we hit it off. We had a great time. We're working on something that has pretty dark content, so you entertain a little bit of levity into the picture, and it just helps. Like, so we're able to laugh and carry on. But creatively, also with the director Jason Zada, if I had a question or if I had an idea, you know, it was open ears. Natalie as well. If I said, you know, you try this, or can I try this, or if you want to go here, let's. And it's just it's a bit of a dance,
mm-hmm.
a bit of a tennis match, and
mm-hmm.
it's you have to have an open partner.
Right.
And so, yeah, hats off to her. She was great. I really enjoyed working with her.
Yeah. And then just speak a little bit about, like, what audience we're going to experience watching the movie unfold.
Right. Well, I hope it's a vocal audience. You can yell and you can engage and hopefully, I think even when I watched it, I saw a screening of it recently, and I want people's minds to work. I want them to try and figure out where the story is going, try to figure out the ending, try to figure out what characters are up to and what's going to happen next, because I think that'll be more fun for the audience. And then afterward, just that it keeps you talking. And yeah, maybe you side against a camping trip or something in the near future.
Thank you so much. For everyone, we have some health aid kombucha for everyone. And, you know, we're going to talk about bacteria. And bacteria is viewed as agents of disease, and many of the billions of microorganisms dwelling inside of our bodies are essential for good health. Friendly bacteria is in our bodies as well. But every time we take an antibiotic, you can kill the healthy bacteria in your body. So friendly and unfriendly bacteria can, you know, be affected. And it also raises your risk of diarrhea, yeast infections, and food sensitivities. So bacteria are also killed by cortisone, prednisone, birth control pills, and acids. And at the top of the list is stress. So a family of supplements known as probiotics, and this is the Health Aid Kombucha, which is the beet brand. Everybody gets a couple bottles. But this, you know, will help us. And the study done at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center for Women, it was found out that if we eat a cup daily of yogurt, that women had fewer vaginal infections and yeast infections than women who did not eat yogurt. So the effect may not have been even more significant than women that had taken probiotics. So to keep your intestinal flora healthy, I recommend eating yogurt regularly and having a little bit of this kombucha, and the beet brand is fantastic. Everybody gets some, isn't that great? Food stores, you can get it at your local supermarket. You can basically get it everywhere. So that's the good thing about it. Let's talk with oh my goodness, she is the main character in the film The Forest. Let's talk with her.
Can you please tell us what this movie is about and who you play in it?
So I play Sarah, who is a very together young woman who gets a phone call because her identical twin sister has gone missing on the other side of the world. She's walked into the Okagahara Forest, which is underneath Mount Fuji, which is a forest that is famous for coming in but not coming out. So Sarah, out of love for her sister, feeling that she is alive, but that she's in danger, travels to get her out. And once she gets into the forest, things start to go wrong quite quickly.
Absolutely. And the forest depicted in the movie is real, the Okigahara Forest. And did you dare visit for research, or did you just research outside?
I did indeed visit, dare to visit the Okigahara Forest for research. We had the joy of shooting for a week in Japan on this. And I went up with my driver, my Japanese driver, up to Okigahara. And it's a very sacred place to the Japanese. It's steeped in a lot of heritage, and they have a lot of superstition and respect for the place. Really interesting history. And we wandered along the hiking path. It's really incredibly beautiful. And the birds are singing. It was a beautiful day. But it was really interesting, actually, because I ventured off the path by only like 5 meters or so to take photos. And my Japanese driver did not want to leave the path. He wouldn't even step off like half a meter. So I found that really interesting and curious. And it went a long way to explaining the Japanese people's relationship with the place.
Absolutely. And what were the toughest scenes to shoot physically?
I think that one of the toughest scenes to shoot physically was falling through the sinkhole. And I was lowered on a harness, and then that's the moment when Sarah lands and she hurts her ankle and she's rolling around in that mud and that dirt with all the creepy crawlies, and there were a lot of creepy crawlies in that earth. But she's really traumatized by then, and so you see her kind of have a breakdown, a momentary breakdown. And we did quite a few takes of that, and it was pretty emotionally and physically trying, that scene.
Well, we have a gift for everyone. Yes, it is a 3-day and 2-night stay at Silent Stage. Isn't that great?